There's no doubt that the implications of COVID-19 are seismic, and Charles Horak is a firsthand witness to how it's impacting the film industry, from those who make movies to those who watch movies. Here to talk about the impacts of this health crisis on the film industry is Charles Horak. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi.
So talk about firsthand.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you shared the story, your story about South by Southwest with our friends here at KTEP?
No, but I'm a producer on a really great documentary that I'm really proud of that was supposed to have its world premiere at South by Southwest. So, you know, we've been tracking this as South by Southwest made the agonizing decision to cancel all of 2 weeks ago. And people who were second-guessing whether that was a smart move or not, and now the world's in a very different place. But, you know, the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world, as they say in Casablanca. But because of that insight, you know, on the festival side, we've been tracking a number of discussions. You know, soon after Tribeca Film Festival, one of the largest festivals in the U.S., also went down. You know, you think about these festivals and the several hundred million dollar impact on their communities. But also being on the film side of it, the producer side of it, you have all of these filmmakers sometimes who have spent years toiling to make their independent films. And these festivals are so crucial to the marketing and potential sales opportunities for these films that world, which is largely hidden from view, right, is just all up in the air right now. Nobody has any playbook for what to do right now with all of these films, several hundred from each festival, you know, that are all scrambling to do the same thing. You're in PR, you know.
Oh, yeah. We know
what's going on.
It.
You know, you're reeling with this as well as what happens when your events are all canceled and there's nothing to promote. So I'm on that side of the fence as well, seeing the inside turmoil of what film festivals are going through. But, you know, also through my film series and other work on festivals myself, I know a lot of people in the industry on the theatrical side of things. This is the first run side
right.
of the business. And if you think about the theatrical model in this country, it's really been unchanged largely for 100 years.
You know, a show, people come.
A studio makes a film, they put it out into a theater, people go to the theater and watch it. Other than some tweaks, like they serve you food and beer now.
Sure. I mean, they keep enhancing that experience.
Right, which is where their profit margin is. So if you know the inside of the theatrical world, theater owners' profit margins are not on the films. It's on their ability to sell overpriced popcorn and shakes
right,
and
which
drinks.
We all gladly buy because it's a part of the experience.
Right. And obviously, as a cinephile, I think cinema is all about a communal experience. But that communal experience is now gone. And I think something for people to watch closely is, as we work our way through this, is whether the theatrical model of the last 100 years survives. These are capital-intensive companies that have to spend a lot to build theaters on the hopes of making money off of food. And one of the things I'm watching right now, just this week, we start to see major studios announcing the collapse of the theatrical window. And for people who aren't aware, ever since DVDs and Blu-rays came about and now streaming, the major studios have protected the theatrical model and the theater owners by creating a window in which they will only show their films in theaters. And they will wait several months before they release them on DVD or Blu-ray or streaming so that theater owners have the first shot at getting attendance. Well, we saw just this week a big break in that model, which is, if you've been paying attention to all the releases, that this is
not too many of them.
This is the period where we build into the summer. And the studios have huge slates of films which are being pushed back or postponed until God knows when. Universal was the first to announce that some of their big titles they're going to release this week on streaming, video on demand, where you can go online and pay $15, $20 and see a first-run film.
What do you think the impacts will be? Or, I mean, do you think folks will do it?
I do. It comes at a time where the studios are really scrambling to figure out what to do with their investment, their billions of dollars they've just spent on these very big films that are supposed to be rolling out right now with no audience.
They start to depend on China, right? I mean, especially when the blockbusters, is my understanding.
Well, all this is coming at the same time that we're almost all staying home.
Yep.
and looking for things to do and watch. Mm-hmm. So streaming is going way up in your neighborhood. When we come out of this, we will come through this emergency. It will be interesting to see if the studios who have now piloted this program of selling their films day and date with theatrical openings, original theatrical openings online, whether they can ever go back to protecting those theatrical releases. We may come out in a few months in the next year and find that it becomes the norm.
Do you think that data will be skewed, though, because so many of us are home?
I think the studios will simply be following the money. And
so folks will buy it, we'll give it to them.
I hope they continue to protect the theatrical model because for so many films, that is the best way to see
Roma,
a film.
Roma, you know, was released on Netflix, but man, it was a dream on the big screen.
Yeah. So I would say watch that. You know, the studios themselves are under enormous financial pressure right now. And you might even see in the next year one of them get sold, like a Paramount, who, you know, one of the weaker ones someone might pick off. The biggest hit, of course, in the immediate term is the tens of thousands of people who rely on work in that industry.
All of your service folks.
And we know so many people in LA who are in the film business. You know, it's a gig economy for most of them. And as of a week ago, pretty much every production in America, film production, is shut down. It's going to be really difficult, and it's very hard to watch so many people I know in the film industry, the anxiety. And of course, that anxiety is being felt across a large swath of our country.
It's touching everything.
It is. There are so many people who do not have savings or rely on that paycheck every single week. So, you know, the film world is a microcosm that I'm just happen to have a little more insight into than a lot of people. But we'll see. There's going to be a lot of dramatic changes, I think, coming out of this in the way we watch films and the way studios present films.
And the layers, though. I mean, you talk about the folks that work in that gig economy, but then I'm thinking about, you know, the folks that work at the theater.
Yep.
It's just multi-layered all the way.
And in El Paso, as we've moved to reserve seating, you can literally Google or look up your theaters and go for tickets, and you can see that even though earlier this week theaters were still open in El Paso, but no one's going anyways. Mm-hmm. And so whether a theater chain is open or closed, if no one is showing up, then you think about these theaters who employ a number of people.
How do you see it impacting the little guys, like our independent filmmakers that are just doing their thing?
I also work with a number of local filmmakers, and I know their anxiety is extremely high because not only are their own productions in jeopardy, but a lot of them make by working in the commercial world. And so, as you know from your PR business, a lot of these filmmakers make their bread and butter doing videos for organizations, for music videos, and all of that work, the thing that keeps them afloat, is gone.
Are there any silver linings?
Well, we all have a lot more discretionary time to watch movies, albeit at our homes and not in theaters. So people have a lot of options out there. We do live in a digital age where we have access to so much, the most moving image culture than we've ever had our access to. So if you're stuck at home, if your kids are stuck at home, this is a really great time to explore films you've been meaning to watch. I like the idea, particularly when I'm holed up for a certain amount of time, is programming my own series. I might look at the work of a particular director or actor. So if you have a favorite director or actor, just start going through their whole filmography. It's really interesting when you watch films back to back to back, how you connect dots over an entire career. And so I always suggest when someone's sick or can't go out for a while that they do an experiment like that. Depending on the duration of this shutdown, I'm not optimistic about the short term as far as the impact on the film economy. And on the long term, I think certainly on the theatrical model, this could be a real tipping point for whether theaters are what we've always known them to be going forward.
Well, thanks for the insight. I'm slightly bummed.
Yeah.
More than slightly bummed. But I think it's important to think about creative folks and industries such as the film industry and the impact that that this crisis is having, because you feel it no matter what industry you work in. What I do know about creatives is that times like these make for more creativity. So mm-hmm. while it's hard right now, I think down the road after we come out of it, there's going to be some masterpieces. I mean, you have all these creative people creating. I mean, all the time in the world that they probably wish they had.
The cinema has always reflected the times that it was made in, and whether it was in the 30s during the Great Depression or during the war, or there's something about the milieu that people are writing and making films in. And I definitely agree that we will see films in a year or two who are addressing the mm-hmm. angst and the emotion and the anxiety and the uncertainty that we're going through right now in really fascinating ways.
So there's that.
If that's a silver lining, I'm not sure it is. But
I know
there are screenwriters out there who are taking this time to write.
Heck yeah. So we'll focus on that.
Yeah, the positive.
Yes. And then just, everybody hang in there, hang tight. Wish everybody the best. And thanks, Chuck, for this.
Wash your hands.
And that's
stay
right.
Home.
6 feet.
Yeah, we can do this.
We got this. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.